Hey guys, and welcome to the next episode here in the Ambition to Meaning podcast. I'm happy to have you here. I'm Johannes Ungerer, and actually, this is just the second episode. So I'm happy to have you here in the very beginning of my podcast journey. This podcast is actually the first content platform that I'm using in English. I have been using lots of platforms like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and even like also this podcast medium. I've used it a lot in the past and I had great success doing that, and I love doing that and I enjoyed it a lot. However, everything that I was doing in the past was in German, and maybe you can also notice my accent that I have, my German accent. I kind of like it though, but right now being here on Hawaii, in Maui, since around 2 months, I can definitely see my English improving, and I also see my accent getting better. So with better, I mean, not everyone here can notice that I'm from Germany. Before, that was very different. Before, I think everyone was able to tell. But right now, actually, sometimes I get asked if I am from here. So I'm always super, super happy when someone asks me if I'm from the United States, because that is like definitely a good sign. Yeah, well, that about this. And now I would like to get into the topic with you. And I'm really happy to be here again, taking the time for recording this podcast. And yeah, I have a lot I want to talk about, a lot that I want to share with you. And in today's episode, I would like to talk about manifestation and about the law of attraction, how to implement it in our lives consciously, so that we are like, it definitely works for everyone who's using that law of attraction. However, there are a lot of people I see that that may use this law of attraction and do manifest things in their lives, but often they do it in a kind of unconscious way, so that they are not really happy with their manifestations, or it's pretty hard for them to manifest things or whatever they want to manifest in their lives. And I just want to share my own experiences. Of course, I'm not, I know nothing. That's what I like to say in the end. But I just want to share how I do manifest things in my life, how I do co-create with the universe. And that's something I want to share with you. It has made my life a lot easier and enjoyable, and it made me a lot happier. I'm just a happier human being in my life since I really understood using those fundamental laws in my business and also in my personal life. So let's get right into it. Manifestation in general, what is that? I want to briefly describe what exactly that is and how it works. And then I want to give you like a three-step formula that you can use in your daily life to start manifesting things, to start co-creating, and just have an easier life, have an easier business, and use manifestation for your business too. So what is a manifestation? A manifestation in general is just, based on the definition, the process of something that's not materialistic becoming materialistic. Just to give you an example, I'm just holding this iPhone X in my hand I'm recording the podcast with, and attached to this iPhone is a microphone that I am recording this podcast with right now. And both these things and every other object you can think of was something that was not materialistic before. It always started in the mind of a person, or if we say, like when we talk about like human-made objects, it has always started as a thought in the mind of a person. So this iPhone, for example, started in the head of Steve Jobs, yeah, started in his mind. The microphone, I don't even know the brand name, so I can't tell whose idea it was, but like whenever the first person on earth created a microphone, at first he just had the thought in his mind of how a microphone would look like and how it would work. And that's the beginning of every manifestation. So just to to say that again, a manifestation is when something that is not materialistic, like a thought, is becoming something materialistic, like an iPhone or a microphone. And everything, every human-made thing that you can see has been a thought before it became materialistic for the first time. And that's the same thing we are using when we do manifest things. So manifestation is just our thoughts being being manifested in the 3D world so that we can see them, that we can touch them, that we can experience them with our five senses. And that's just the process of manifestation. And maybe you are asking yourself right now how you can use that for your business, for your life. And actually, you are already doing it. So every human being is manifesting at all times. You cannot not manifest. Or maybe I haven't seen any way to not manifest. The question here is, are you manifesting consciously or are you manifesting unconsciously? Many people that are unhappy with their lives, or I would say nearly everyone who is not happy in their lives or who's struggling with any form of fear, anxiety, or whatever kind of problem, of feeling lonely, feeling lost, feeling whatever, like those so-called negative emotions. I would say every human being who is suffering from those emotions is unconsciously manifesting them. Because if you would conscious, like it doesn't make any sense to consciously create those emotions because they just feel very shitty. So it doesn't make any sense. So I would say everyone who is suffering from those emotions is kind of manifesting his or her life unconsciously. And when you get to the point that you can consciously create your life, then you can create very beautiful things in your life. And that's not only materialistic things, that's also like feelings, because in the end it's always our decision how we feel. But I want to get back into this topic so that it's something and it stays something that you can grasp and really use for your life and your business. So I want to go into the formula, into this three-step formula that you can use to do manifest consciously in your life and to bring whatever you want to bring in your life, if it's more abundance or more money or whatever you want to manifest or accumulate in your life, you can use this three-step formula. So for a manifestation, first, it's very important, and this is the first step, to set out an intention. An intention means that you say that you know exactly what you want. This is like the most important aspect of every conscious manifestation. Because if you don't know and you don't say what you want, like if you don't really have a goal for anything, then everything can happen. And that can be something very beautiful, like when you're like surrendering to whatever the universe gives you. But it could also like leading you into a very unconscious behavior, manifesting a life that you really do not want for yourself. And that's why, I personally prefer to manifest consciously. And then the first step, setting out a very clear intention. That could be, for example, that you define your goals in your business, what you want to achieve with your business, how your life is supposed to look like. Really have no limitations in your head and just think of the most beautiful life you could imagine for yourself. And really, if you want, just sit down for doing that and take your time and just think, give it some thoughts, give it some energy to really think about how your life should look like and what just the dream life you could imagine would look like, or just anything. Maybe even if you just want to manifest maybe a car or whatever, just think about the most beautiful car you can imagine of, and describe it as detailed as possible. So for example, when I'm manifesting a place in Hawaii here, a place to stay, I was literally saying 10 to 15 different things. Like I wanted to have an ocean view, I wanted to have something where I have my own bathroom and shower that I don't need to share, and where I have my own kitchen and where I set out so many things and it all came true just because I manifested it. And that's the first step, to set out in a very, very clear intention, say exactly what you want. In the best case, even write that down. That could help a lot so that you can see it with your eyes. And yeah, that's the first step, knowing what you want. And you can literally manifest anything. There are no limitations. The only limitations there are in our lives are the ones that we give ourselves through our through our thoughts. So if we have limiting thoughts, that's the only thing that actually limits us in our lives. So yeah, just write down exactly what you want to manifest. It can be anything. It can be something materialistic. It can also be an emotion. If you want to feel more love for yourself or for others, if you want to feel more happiness, if you want to feel more peace, whatever, you can manifest everything. Okay. So that's the first step, knowing exactly what you want. And I personally, I use a tool on my MacBook. It's called Asana. And that's where I collect all my orders. I call them orders. I always imagine it like ordering something from Amazon, but it's not Amazon, it's just the universe. But it works pretty much the same. So you just say exactly what you want, you type it in, and yeah, then it comes to you after a couple of days. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it's faster. Okay, so that's the first step. Setting a clear intention, saying exactly what you want. Let's come to the second step of a conscious manifestation is having faith, believing in the power of the universe, believing that you are that there is some kind of higher power in this universe and in our lives. And like, for me, that's something that's absolutely obvious, and for everyone I'm working together with, that's something that's completely obvious, that we are not only this human beings that we can see with our eyes and feel with our hands. And when we look in the mirror, what we see is maybe just this meatball, you know? But I think if you listen to this podcast and if you are on this path of realizing your own inner self and those deeper truths, then I'm very sure that you also feel and see that you are more than just this human being. There's whatever you want to call it, if you want to call it just life energy, life force, universe, God, Allah, like people have so many different words for it. But I'm sure, like if you're listening to this podcast, you are very certain about the fact that there is any form of a higher force in life that kind of created everything. And in the second step of a conscious manifestation, it's all about having faith in this higher force. Having faith that we are not alone in this world. We are not just these meatballs wandering around and never getting any answer on like why we are even living or why we're even existing. No, I'm like absolutely certain about the fact that there is a higher force. And I'm sure you are too. Because if not, then it would be weird for you to listen to this podcast. So, the second step is having faith in this universe and in the goodwill that this universe has towards you, and that this universe is able to create your order. Yeah, what you ordered in the first step of the manifestation. That's the second step. Really, just having faith that your order, that your specific manifestation that you have specifically chosen and clearly defined in the first step, that this, or let's just call it order. That makes it easier. We can like just imagine ordering something from Amazon. And in the second step, just having faith that this order is coming to you, that the universe is bringing this order to you, and that you can lay down and lay back and you don't really have to interfere. Yeah, that's always what the ego wants to do. The ego always tries to interfere and believes that he needs to do something specific for achieving the goal. Yeah, but that's not the case if you are co-creating with the universe. So that's the second step of the conscious manifestation, is having faith that your order will be delivered in the perfect moment. So let's come to the third step. The third step, and this seems to be easy when you hear that, but for some people it might be a bit challenging, which is okay, is to accept it. Yeah, to like receive the order when it's coming to you. To me, this is like what I love about the manifestations. Of course, I love when the things that I choose for myself get manifested. But like this third step, receiving, for me, this is always the most magical thing, because it's always so it's not surprising, but it's always so amazing. It's so amazing what way the universe has or finds for us if we just have the faith in it. Like, I just want to give you an example. When I came here to Hawaii, I wasn't able to check in my flight online, so I needed to check in my flight at the counter at the airport. Yeah, and I'm always one of the last persons at the airport, just because I don't like to wait there for like many hours. So I just go like sometimes half an hour or 40 minutes before the flight departs, I'm at the airport. And so, yeah, sometimes it's pretty close. One or two times, I think two times, I've lost a flight because of that, but that's okay. And yeah, so what happened was that I wasn't able to check in online, and I knew that I would be very late at the airport, and it might happen that I don't get a seat at the emergency exit. Normally, I always purchase a seat at the emergency exit because you have more leg space, and I am like 2 meters tall, and that's, I'm pretty tall. In feet, that's like, I think 6'6". So yeah, I'm pretty tall, and I always want to sit at the emergency exit. I think you can see why. And yeah, so I was like kind of, in the doubt. I was like, will I get a nice seat? Will I have an XXL seat in the plane? And then I just said to myself, hey, why don't you just manifest it? So I just set out the order into the universe that I will have a great, comfortable XXL seats on every flight going to Hawaii. So that was my first step. It was a pretty clear order that I sent out. And the second step, I just went into faith, and I had total faith that it will be the case that I will have super comfortable seats on all airplanes. And I forgot about it. I had so much faith in it that I just forgot about it. So first plane, I think in total it were 3 flights. On the first plane, I got a whole row just for me. It were 6 emergency exit seats. That was like the universe telling me, oh yeah, you will have the best seats ever. So I had the whole emergency exit line just for myself. So that was beautiful. Second flight, that was the long flight. It was like a 10-hour flight from South America to America to the US, and that flight was fully booked, and I was the last person getting on that flight, and I didn't get any emergency exit seat at the counter. So I still had faith. Like, I knew I just need to stay in my faith, and as I told you, I mostly forgot about it. And then I got on the plane as the last person. I'm normally the last person because I don't really like to stand in line, so I just wait till everyone has got on the plane, and then I just go and board. So I was the last person. They said boarding completed. Like, it, I went on that plane, and I can tell you, it was completely full. It was, everything was full, and the seat that I was given was an aisle seat, so that was pretty cool. It's better than just sitting at the window or in the middle, but it was just an aisle seat, so I didn't really have more leg room and or anything. So I just went to my seat, and I was asking the steward on the plane if they had any other seat with more leg space, and he was saying like, no way, you cannot get that. Like, we are so fully booked. Like, I'm sorry, you gotta sit down where you're seated. And I said, okay, all right, let's see. And then I just went to my seat. And what was interesting, there was a woman sitting on my aisle seat. And what was interesting, like, the steward went to her and told her, hey, I'm sorry, this tall German guy is sitting here. Would you mind going back to your other seat? And she was like, oh, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would just change my seat because I wanted to sit here next to my sister. And yeah, blah, 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 whatever. And then I just had this feeling like, okay, I want to ask her where her other seat was. And then I just asked her, hey, where are you sitting? Where were you sitting originally? And then she pointed, and you can imagine exactly, she pointed at an emergency exit seat. So the last fucking the last seat that was available on that plane was an emergency exit seat. So I got that, and on the third plane, I also got like a very comfortable large seat. So as you can see, this is just an example of a manifestation working in my life, and this I can tell you. Of course, like if you are like more a rational person, you can now say, "Oh yeah, that's a coincidence and everything." And I can definitely see why you're saying that, because I used to see everything the same way. However, since I'm consciously manifesting, there's just no way. It's just not possible for all those manifestations that I've made in the past to be coincidences, because I've done hundreds of manifestations, and the way the universe always creates those moments where I just receive my manifestations, and it's sometimes big things. So it can be a free car that I can use for 2 months, or it can be whatever. Like right now, I'm partially living in a $2 million home on Hawaii without even paying anything for that. That's just what I manifest. It's so easy when you understand how it works. And the same way I'm doing it in my business. So, yeah, this is just the way it works. I gave you the three steps. And yeah, what I wanted to say about the third step is just the way how magical it can be. If you just have enough faith into this universe, how magical those manifestations can become true. Yeah, can become your reality. And those are the three steps. First step, setting out as detailed as possible, setting out concrete, just saying exactly what you want, as exactly as possible. This is important. Don't just say, oh yeah, I want to have a new car. If you want to manifest a new car, then just say exactly what kind of car, say exactly how much the price of it should be, how much you want to pay for it. Say exactly, just say everything as detailed as possible. Yeah, that's the first step. Second step is just having faith and believing. There's no rush. Like, there's no rush. Time is just an illusion. So time is something that is human created. We came up with the idea of time. Like, if there wouldn't be any human beings on this planet, like, you know, there wouldn't be any sheep asking another sheep, hey, what time is it? It doesn't make any sense. So time is human created. and yeah, there is no time. So there's just this moment. There's the power of now comes to my mind. That's an amazing book by Eckhart Tolle. Maybe you have read that. Like, that book was the beginning of my whole journey, of my inner journey. And that book changed my life completely. So a huge recommendation just coming to my mind. Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. I can definitely recommend that to anyone, no matter where you're at. So now is the only moment, the present moment is the only moment there has ever been, there's now, or there will ever be. Yeah, future and past are just creations of our mind. So what did I want to say? I don't know, I forgot it. We had the second step right now. And having faith in the universe, and having faith that your order, that your manifestation will manifest itself in the perfect moment when it's supposed to be. And it can take a year. It can take a year till your manifestation comes through. And it can also be that after a week it comes through, or after a minute. It's just, you cannot tell, and it's not your job to say that. You can also include it in your order. Like, you can say, I want to have a new car within the next 2 weeks or within the next 7 days. You can also include that in your manifestation. And it also works. So you can actually you can have an impact on that too. So it's not like it's not like coincidental when it comes to you. Yeah, but just saying, if you manifest, and I like to manifest things without giving like a time frame, because I just like to have it manifested in the perfect moment, and I see the best results in that. Because whenever I try to like say, oh, I want to have that in 7 days, sometimes I feel like my ego sneaks in a little bit, wanting something now, as fast as possible. And that's, I don't know. I just feel freer, and it feels lighter to me when I just say it will manifest in the perfect moment when it's supposed to be manifested. Yeah, so that's the second step, having faith in the universe, having faith that your order is already fulfilled. And in the third step, it's just receiving. And receiving could be challenging for someone, but it doesn't need to be challenging. But just imagining me giving you $10 million right now, or 10 million euros right now. So just imagine I am standing in front of you and I'm handing you this 10 million in cash. What do you feel like? Just imagine that for now. It can be that you just feel like, oh, amazing, 10 million, thank you, Johannes, and you just take them. Yeah, but it can also be that you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't take it. I really appreciate your offer, but I can't take it. Or maybe it's something in between the two. Whatever it might be, it could be a challenge for some people to receive things, even though it seems to be something very easy. Of course I can, I can receive when my orders are coming and are manifesting themselves. But just, be conscious about that. And when you see the opportunity, when you see your manifestation being manifested, be able and be consciously able to receive it, and to include that into your life. So that those are the three steps: setting out a very clear intention, a very detailed and clear intention. The second step is having faith that your order is already fulfilled, because there is just one moment. There's just a moment of now, so we can also say it is already manifested now, because past and future, as you know, are just creations of our mind, so they don't really exist. And this third step is just receiving your manifestation. And this has a lot to do also with self-esteem and with believing that you are good enough to receive. Yeah, some people might tend to believe that they are not good enough to receive the most beautiful life they could imagine. And if that's the case for you, then just be very conscious about it, and observe your beliefs, observe yourself thinking those thoughts. And if you find yourself thinking and believing that you're not good enough to, and that you're not deserving your most precious life you could imagine, then it's highly likable that you will never get that life. You will never get your dream life if you still keep believing that. So look at those beliefs, and if you find yourself believing something like that, then just go and change your belief in that, so that you really see and deeply realize that you are good enough to receive whatever beautiful thing you are manifesting in your life, and you are good enough to receive everything. I can tell, because I know. So, and if you want to know how to change your beliefs, if that's something that's interesting to you, then just keep yourself updated about my podcast, because that's one of the huge things I want to be talking about here in the next episodes, about beliefs and how our beliefs do create our reality and everything we perceive in the outside world, and how actually our everything in our world, everything, every feeling we have, every relationship, every problem we have, whatever we have, everything we experience is just a mirror of our inner perception. It has everything to do just with our inner beliefs. That's something I want to get deeper into it in the next episode. So I'm excited about that. If you are excited about it too, then just keep yourself updated and just follow this podcast and enjoy the next episodes. And yeah, now we're coming to an end. I'm doing some meditation now. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a nice half hour episode. I really enjoyed recording this, and I hope you enjoyed it. Listening to it, and maybe now you have a deeper understanding on how manifestations work and how you can implement them to create just the most beautiful life you could ever imagine for yourself, with everything you ever dreamt of, and just without any limitations, guys. That's just beautiful. It's just beautiful to live a life without any limitations. And we are not just those meatballs that we can see when we look in the mirror. We are way more than that. We are spirit. And as spirit, we can create whatever we want to create. Because as spirit, we are everything that is. And as spirit, we are limitless. Yeah. So with those words, I want to say thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening, for just taking this half hour of your day and giving it to me to listen to me. Thank you very much. I deeply appreciate you and your being and you listening to this. Thank you and goodbye.